Actually, the gift of fearlessness is more to that. You see, when sentient beings are afflicted by the first noble truth reality, what happens is most of them have this what they call fear, worry, and anxiety because of their delusion. They cling, they attach. Then they hold on to their so-called problem. So when they hold on to such problem, which they attach to through delusion, suffering arise. And suffering are normally in the form of fear. Fear is behind all suffering. Fear of losing your loved one. Fear of not understanding what happened. Fear of death. Fear of losing your job, your wealth, your property, your whatever loved ones. And also fear of like being shamed or your whatever title that is being shamed by others. So all this lead to fear. Fear of losing, fear of the unknown, fear. A lot of things behind suffering are triggered off by fear. That's why the gift of fearlessness is to help people overcome their first noble truth reality's problem when they encounter them. So when you can give them good Dhamma advice, let them have the confidence to actually recover from all this situation. That is the actual giving. The giving of fearlessness means you are able to apply the Buddha Dharma to help save living beings, to bring them out of such fear, such suffering, such misery. So Dharma work that can connect people and bring forth the understanding to liberate their mind, to solve their mundane problem or affliction is the gift of fearlessness. So in that aspect, the understanding is there deeper and clearer.